The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. And it came to pass in the days when the judges judged that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab, and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died both of them, and the woman was left of her two children and of her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. And she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. Yahweh deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Yahweh grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will return with you to your people." And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons inside me that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, 'I have hope,' if I should even have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you therefore tarry until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes, for the hand of Yahweh has gone forth against me." And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth stuck to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. You return after your sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Don't entreat me to leave you and to return from following after you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Yahweh do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking to her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and the women said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said to them, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahweh has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, seeing Yahweh has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.